Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we ended with an explanation of the Pasuk, Ki Kelelat Elohim Talui, that a hanging person is a curse to Hashem. We gave the explanation that people are going to see it and they're going to know why it was killed, which was that the person cursed Hashem. And it becomes a disgrace if that happens. So here we're going to give another perush, another explanation to that pasuk. Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, B'sha'a she'adam mista'er, shechina ma'alashon omeret. When a person is suffering because of the averot that he has, what expression does Hashem use to show how sad he is, how much grief he's under? Kivyachol, so to speak. In other words, what does Hashem feel? Kaleni meroshi, kaleni mizero'i. We use the word kilelat, which is literally the curse of. Here, we're using it in a different fashion. We're saying that Hashem says, my head feels heavy, my arms feel heavy. The Shekhinah is compared to a tired person who feels the weight of his body very heavy. And the word kilelat is a person's heaviness. When a person, same thing, is stoned and is hanging, Hashem feels heavy because of how sad he is because of the person suffering. Im ken hamakom mista'er al damam shel resha'im shenishpach, kal vachomer al damam shel tzaddikim. We see from here, if Hashem feels pain over a rasha, a wicked person who was put to death, kal vachomer al damam shel tzaddikim, how much more so does Hashem feel the pain of a righteous, innocent person when he is suffering or when he is dealing with something hard in his life? We'll go back to what we were saying in the last Mishnah about somebody who leaves the body of an executed person unburied overnight. We said he violates a deoraita because the pasuk says, "Lo talini v'lato ad al ha'etz ki kavor tikberenu." Don't leave his body overnight hanging, rather bury it right away. We'll say, velozo bilvad. It's not only talking about a person who was executed that you have to make sure that you bury him, and you don't leave the body overnight without burial. Ela kol hamelinet meto over bilotase. Anybody who leaves his relative unburied overnight violates the commandment and has violated a negative commandment. We learn it out from here that it's not just an executed body, but any type of dead body has to be buried right away. But in certain situations, it would be allowed to leave a body unburied for a little bit of time. Helenu lichvodo, if they left it overnight because of the honor, lahavilo aron v'tachrichin. For example, let's say they have to bring him a coffin, a casket, or they have to bring him burial clothing, burial shrouds. Eno over alav, it doesn't violate the prohibition. It's not an example of violating the prohibition. Same thing if they want to delay the funeral or the burial, so relatives could come and give the proper respect, or to have a big crowd gather, that would also be allowed. And it's not in Oved Alav, it's not a prohibition, it's not an Isur in that type of case. When they were burying this person who was killed, executed by the court, they wouldn't bury him in his ancestors' cemetery. A wicked person like this is not put with righteous people. Ela shene batei kevarot hayu mitukanim lebet hadin. There were two cemeteries that were designated and set aside for the court to use. Ehad lenehiragin vilenehanakin. One of them was for those people who were beheaded, who got their heads cut off, and one who were strangled, put to death by bet din in two of those ways. Ve'ehad leniskalin vilanisrafin. One of them for those people who were stoned and burned. The method of execution of stoning and burning were the two harshest ones. So they were alone, and the people who were beheaded and strangled were also alone. We couldn't put them near the people who were stoned and burned. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. In the last Mishnah, we said that somebody who was executed by the Bet Din cannot be buried in his family's burial plot. He is a wicked person, a rasha, and therefore he can't be with righteous people. But here the Mishnah is going to qualify that and say that's only under certain circumstances. Mishnah says, Nit'akel habasad, when the flesh, when the body of the person became decomposed in the ground, melaketin et ha'atzamot, they gather up the bones, they dig up the bones, even though that's not allowed. Generally, here we allow it because we're going to do something that would be beneficial to the person. V'kovrin otan bimkoman, and we're allowed to rebury the body in the proper spot, in the family's burial spot, We say that the death of this person, plus all of the disgrace that he faced, eventually brought him teshuvah, and therefore he could be dug up and reburied in his rightful family plot. Now the Mishnah is going to say, what happens with the relatives of the person who was executed? After the execution, the relatives of the person who was put to death should come and see how the judges and the witnesses are doing, just check in with them and make sure that the relations are good. In other words, and it's as if to tell them, when they say hello to them and just have proper relations with them, they don't have to be their best friend, but they have a normal relationship, it's as if to say that these family members don't have any animosity for them in their heart. They understand that they judged correctly and that the person did something wrong and he deserved to die. The relatives don't mourn for the person who passed away. He's a rasha. And therefore, the laws of mourning are suspended. And we say that at that point in time, he didn't receive his atonement yet. So therefore, there's no avelut, aval onenin, but they're allowed to grieve. They have emotions. The family member passed away. They're allowed to feel sad about it. She'en aninut ela balev, because aninut, grieving, is only something that's in the heart. It's an emotion, and it's not a public display of loss, which this type of grieving is permitted.